This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on as usual here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. NNCS51.com. Great week for New California, and we're going to be talking about what's going on with some of the things, the blowback, the pushback, the whatever back, and the happiness that's happening. Great effort this week by the real New Californians that are stepping up and standing up. They're going to be the 51st state, I might add. Anyway, we've got a lot to cover here, so you can call in, actually, 215-867-8255. That's area code 215-867-8255. We're going to be opening up the phone lines just momentarily. We kind of have to get our little act together here from a technical standpoint. I'm waiting for signals from from long-distance places to satisfy the problem that we have, of course, with sometimes technical issues that befall the studio from all ends. It's amazing what really truly goes on in the world of technology as your show host, by the way, because sometimes it just doesn't quite work out the way you want it to. And you realize there's people doing things to your systems. That's if you have problems, you know, I should run a commercial. I know I should be advertising a certain product, but I'm not going to because they're not going to pay me to do so. But it would be helpful if they did, and very helpful. We always seek new advertising sources here on Agenda 21 Radio to keep us going. But the situation that has really become acute, I know that we're experiencing this all around in the new California state movement is people hacking into computers, people trying to listen in on phone conversations. And if you have deaf, now what they've done is take it to the next level. Because they can't hear you with the deaf system, what they're doing is they're actually jamming you. And jamming happens. It absolutely does. And, you know, when you're in our system and you've been around and you've got the deaf and you've learned how to use it or you appreciate it, you realize that they really are being very aggressive by jamming your telephone signals. And there's certain places in the state which has much more capability, I think, primarily the proximity to places like, you know, Silicon Valley and in the Los Angeles area and Orange County areas where the jamming can actually occur. And it does occur. Hey, listen, it does. We know that they listen. We know that they're listening to this radio show right now. But, you know, we just prevail. We continue to press forward. And it turns out to be, I think, you know, quite nice at the very end. And this is what I think a lot of people might not necessarily want to realize, or do they care to realize how important it is that they keep their conversations private conversations and not be subjected to those that are listening. And that's why we have the deaf system on our phones. Protects your calls. It also protects your text messages. And not necessarily emails, but it does do the protection that you need for calls and confidentialities. That's really the important thing. And like I said, when we first started using deaf, I had deaf back in 2014. That's when I first became acquainted with it and have had it ever since. It's been really a lifesaver for so many things. And we know they try and listen, but it does not work if you're trying to listen in. Sorry, you can't hear it. That's one of the things that happened with, of course, Michael Flynn and all that group. Okay, 215-867-8255. The phone lines are open for us and all the things that we're doing here. It's kind of interesting. You know, I'm trying to get this thing all situated, and it doesn't want to be situated. What is going on here? Oh, here we go. All right, now we got it going. So you can call in, area code 215-867-8255, and get on board with what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, anyway, getting back into the whole system of communications and all the different things that are going on right now with, I guess you'd say, the happy government that we have in California. And interesting, we got a little article here, I'm going to pull it up, that Tommy Lahren, it's interesting how Tommy Lahren has become a real force du jour, so to speak, in the world of California, Gavin Newsom, and the fight and the pushback from all the things that have been going on. But she has actually turned out to be quite a flamethrower of conservatism. She emanates from, I believe, San Diego. Sometimes you catch her in Los Angeles or whatever that's all about. And she's been taking on the fight against Gavin Newsom for a long, long time. And we're very happy to say that she's sort of an ally of ours. We don't talk to her or anything like that. We don't communicate, but she's done some fantastic work along the same lines as New California. So that's always a nice thing to be able to work with such things, isn't it? To be able to work with her. Anyway, so this is coming from today's actual I guess Fox and Friends. Again, we didn't partake in the Fox and Friends thing today. We usually have quite a lot of things going on in the studio. We have four or five different sources of information coming at us at all time, including text messages. And yes, I'm getting the text messages from everybody today. They've opened up the internal workings, if you will, for us. And now we're going to be taking a caller here in about 1 second after we get our clocks all synced. Meet the carbon cowboys. Farmers using techniques say businesses booming during coronavirus. This is something that we've been made very much aware of, by the way, and we're going to be talking about that in a second. First, I think we have Patricia Plum with us. And Patty, are you there?
I'm here, Paul. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. How is it up there in Shasta County? We were just talking about Shasta County in the last hour.
That's right, you were, and I wanted to give you some new information that's pretty exciting because we, the people, are taking a stand, and the people here in Shasta County, I believe, are waking up. There's been a lot of sleeping going on, people thinking, oh, we just need to go along and wear our mask and everything, and just not being well informed. But we're excited to say our sheriff, Eric Magrini, is a constitutional sheriff, and we're so proud of him because he stood up to a lot of the restraints that have been, you know, proposed. And so when the letter came out, we did our Tuesday grievance, you know, and we do our reading of our grievance every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on the county steps. And so that letter came out, and we shared it with the people as far as the pushback from the Cottonwood Rodeo. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, okay, what do? We need to continue to voice our support to our sheriff. So there was a rally planned for tomorrow, and everyone would gather and say, let's support our sheriff, and we'll let him know that we're with him. And so he came back and graciously thanked everybody and said, thank you so much for your support. Let's go ahead on Saturday and go to our restaurants and support our businesses. So with the pushback that we get, we go ahead and push forward. We gently push with it. It's like dealing with someone who's throwing a tantrum. It's like, no, we're not going there. No, you can roll around on the floor, but we're going forward. And so just real respectful opportunity here, and we're just excited because we believe we have a voice, and people are hearing this voice.
Well, you know, you guys are members of the New California Movement. In fact, you and your husband, Ron, chair and take care of everything up there in Shasta County for us. You're doing a fantastic job. People are starting to show up in large numbers to the grievance readings, which is really wonderful. And you've gotten quite a bit of notoriety up there. The ability to push back against these tyrants, I call them tyrants, of course, you heard my language. I was pretty strong with them in the last hour. There's no reason for what they're doing. It's more being vindictive than anything else. There's no science behind it. I guess that there's quite a few people that are starting to rise up and recognize that throughout the state, primarily here in our county. And you've been down to some of the freedom rallies that we've had down here in Marysville. You've seen it for yourself. And you were actually at the rally that was, you and your husband were actually at the rally to support Elon Musk. This sort of these sort of comments coming in various places, certainly by New California, and we had what, five different rallies on Monday alone on Wednesday, right, with these in support of Elon Musk and Tesla and all that. But you keep pushing back in your area, and you're getting results. I should have asked you the question earlier, but I was kind of wondering, what is that? Your health director, that Dr. Ramstrom or whatever, are they? I noticed that their recent press release was the 12th, and they don't have one out here like even today, which is the 15th, 3 days later. I would think that they would stay more in touch with their population if they're going to be trying to control you more.
Right. You know, I'm not exactly sure what their response was. We just heard from the sheriff, and then also Ted Leidy, who's one of our instructors for CCW. He's a wonderful informant on what's happening. And he said that with new developments, we're going to go ahead and have the freedom to open our businesses and so everyone to go to restaurants. And so what we're seeing and what everyone needs to understand in every county is that the highest authority in our county as far as law enforcement and the power to make decisions belongs to our sheriffs. And so if our sheriffs are constitutional sheriffs and they understand the oath that they took and all that, then that's wonderful. But if they don't, they need to be educated and reminded, hopefully in an honorable way, and say, listen, we love you. You were voted in. But remember, the oath you took, if you're representing us and you're protecting the Constitution and our right to protect ourselves. You don't need to do, you know, like the gal says on your radio, your job is not to protect me or defend me. Your job is to protect the Constitution so I can defend myself. I can do this. Just give me, you know, my protection to protect my own rights. And so that's what we're trying to do with our own community, is just to call people out to rise up and to say, hey, you have a voice, and to, you know, come alongside of our sheriff. But the protests, you're right, Paul. We drive every opportunity we can, hours, to get to these protests because the visibility is what gives us courage, and it gives one another courage and encouragement. And then our leadership, when they see this, they're like, okay, they're not alone in trying to make the right decision, even though it's difficult.
The leadership needs to see us out there. I mean, that's exactly right. They need to see us out there because a lot of these people have been confused by the false data and the false narratives that are being thrown at them by these so-called health officials and these regional leaders that are out there who have never been elected to the offices that they're appointed to. It's because they're appointed. Yeah, but they have capabilities. They think that they can usurp power from various places and then command authorities over people. And that's, of course, that's the classic usurpation of power that is discussed in the Constitution that they wanted to prevent.
Right.
And but here it is through regional governance systems and things like that. It's an oppression that we have to stand against. And right now, we are the guardians of freedom and liberty and independence ourselves. And by our own actions, we have to get out in front of this and do what the Constitution says we're allowed to do. That's why I harp on going to church on Sunday or going to your synagogue. You go to your worship place because you have a constitutional, God-given right to go there. And nobody can take that from you. A health official pontificating who's not elected, who's usurped power to tell you what to do, how to live your life unconstitutionally, cannot tell you to do that. And it's a personal commitment for every single person to say, no, I'm not going to let you take away my constitutional God-given rights. Now, I got a question for you because I know you and Ron are pastoring. Where are the rest of the pastors? You open your church. Where are the rest of the churches that are closed? What's going on there?
Totally agree. Yep. Absolutely. Well, they're on our radar right now, and if there's anyone's listening, we call out to our brothers and sisters who represent the sheep in our community. It's time to stop fleecing the sheep and stop gaining a profit on shearing the sheep. It's time to educate the sheep with the freedom that the sheep have to not be sheep, or awake sheep anyway. They need to be awake. So here we are. This is a great opportunity. The pressure has come, and we've gotten attention. But what I'll say, the last point I want to make is when we're faced with the crisis that we are faced with, we have two choices. We can just sit around and complain. We call it chronic complaining that just spins and spins, and your brain doesn't do anything because all you're doing is complaining. You can't come up with a solution. So we have to stop doing that. We have to look at this opportunity, be grateful for the pressure that it provides and the change that it can create, and we have to find solutions. And part of the solution is the process of protest that's in our process of making changes. Peaceful protesting is part of it, and that's why we have to become visible. We have to be shoulder to shoulder with like-minded people. And so I just call out to everyone in our community, in every county, to support your sheriff, but get on the Constitution. Like I just tell people, we went down to Barnes & Noble, and we got Constitution for Dummies, and we got Constitution for Idiots. And so my husband and I can get a crash course on the Constitution because we didn't get taught correctly. And so now we're racing to try to see, and what we found is how much the Constitution matches Scripture. And so our passion now, we just feel compelled to reach out to pastors through what was called the Black Robe Regiment. And you can look it up, you can Google the videos and the teachings about it, what happened in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, that these men, pastors, rose up and they said, if my sheep are going to be out there fighting, then I'll go out and fight. And they took off their black robe and they put on their war gear and they went out and fought. And it's an amazing story. It's in the movie The Patriot, of course. So that's where we are. We want to call out to our fellow pastors all over to say, this is your time to rise up and say something worth hearing. And if it doesn't get, you know, censored off of Facebook or whatever, then it's not worth saying. So we have to understand that this is critical. And we have to have our words be seasoned with salt, but to the point where it makes people thirsty for truth rather than getting their ears tickled. So this is it. This is our time.
Well, you know, one of the things that we do that is very noticeable, and again, you were down there Wednesday in Fremont. You and your husband drove all the way from Shasta County to be there. It's really empowering when we step out and do a peaceful protest, do it the right way. You know, we called Tesla in advance. We told them exactly what we were doing. The sheriff called us back, or the police department called us back, and they gave us assurances that we have a right to protest. They were very reassuring. We're not going to hinder any of that. Please come down and do what you want to do. They were very invited. And you know what? They were emboldened by our presence. You could, you know, and again, you judge it by who's honking their horns as they go by the freeway or they go by the, and they see you out there with your flags. We had over 100 people out there on Wednesday trying to tell Elon Musk, stay here in New California. And I just, again, I'm fascinated by the fact that New California is telling Elon Musk, you can come to New California, you don't have to move. And but Patty, we're the only ones doing it. Nobody else in this state apparently wants Elon Musk to be around because they're not telling him to stay. No one. What's wrong with that picture?
I know. Right.
What's wrong with that
picture? And I even have family. I have family that work for Tesla, and, you know, I just felt really an urgency to go just to be able to say we're in support of all these employees and their families that work here, but not just big companies. All, this represents all companies, all businesses, but you're absolutely right. They can leave California without moving.
Yeah, that's right.
They can leave California without moving. So what an opportunity. So I just, I'm grateful for the contrast, for the pushback, for the resistance, for all that, because what it does, it's just like diamonds. You're walking out in the dirt and you see diamonds in the dirt. You can't really see them because there's no contrast there, but you pick those diamonds up, you take them home, you wash them up, and you throw them against black velvet, and boom, they just pop out. And so that's what we're in. It's contrast. So yeah, no one else is offering a solution because there isn't another solution. This is it. We're so glad we found New California State. We've been looking for years to say, what is going to line up with Scripture? What is going to line up with the Constitution? Where can we stand to make the most impact? And this is where we've landed with you, Paul, and we're so grateful.
Well, thank you very much for all your great work. You've got quite a situation brewing up there in Shasta County, and I know that your sheriff is going to stand with the people, which is wonderful. And certainly support all the work that you guys are doing up there. So thank you very much for calling in, Patty.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was Patty Plum, and they're up there in Shasta County, California. And, of course, that was a great presentation on her part, but it was also very telling about what's been going on with New California in our range and our influence, especially after Wednesday when we had, I think, five different demonstrations of support for Tesla and Elon Musk. And once again, I'm going to say it again, where the hell is everybody else trying to keep him from moving to Texas and Nevada? What is wrong with that picture? You know, he's going to save millions, billions of dollars for his businesses. He's got SpaceX and Tesla. I want you to think about that. SpaceX and Tesla. And it's working. You know, the cars, you know, still kind of questionable in some areas. I know electric cars and that sort of thing. But there's back orders. Hundreds of thousands of these cars are in demand now. So something is happening in a positive way with that industry. And now I'm not saying it's going to replace the normal automotive, industry that we have today. But it's certainly on track to making a significant change. And the science, the technology that's being developed for many other things. See, what Elon Musk realizes is that where he's going with his company, he's driving technology in a broad brush in so many other different things. This is what happened with the space shuttle. When we decided to build the space shuttle, there were so many, like heated tiles as an example. I don't know if you've ever held a tile that comes on the space shuttle. It's like a feather. It's like a thin piece of paper, and it's like a feather, but you can take a torch to it. And I've done this when I was teaching science. I had a panel of these things all together. We took a torch, and I put my hand right up next to it within, you know, just a few millimeters of a flaming blowtorch, a cutting torch. And it wasn't cutting through, and my hand was fine. I mean, that technology at the time, well, we're used to it now all the time. But that technology was brand new in the 70s and something that sprung out into so many different areas, making the quality of life and our sustainability much better. I'm going to throw that word out there. You know, that was real science. That was real rocket science back in the day. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be talking about that Elon Musk thing on Wednesday and about the people who came dressed up as terrorists. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com or ncs51.com, and of course, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Either way, it'll all get you there in the same place. Fremont, California, May 13th, 2020. Supporters of the New California State Movement, which aims to separate part of California from the rest of the rest and form a new state, stood in front of Tesla's corporate office in Fremont to rally for freedom on May 13th. The group, along with others opposed to the extended lockdown, gathered around noon to support Tesla's CEO Elon Musk so the company would stay in California for the sake of its thousands of employees. On May 9th, Tesla filed a lawsuit against Alameda County's shelter-in-place order and threatened to move out of California. In response, the founder and president of New California State, Paul Preston, proposed that he would include the city in New California. He's talking about taking jobs out of California, and actually, it's New California because we're going to incorporate, as of today, that Fremont is going to become part of New California, the state, Preston told the Epoch Times. We can give him a constitution. We can give him a state in which he can be very, very viable, Preston said. Isn't that interesting? Aside from the rally demonstration, Preston has not reached out to Musk about his proposal yet. Preston said the staff and police have been very supportive. We're going to come back and support Musk and his employees. That's what we think good governance is all about. Doesn't that make sense? Mark Joffe, senior policy analyst at the Reason Foundation, was present because he believes the lockdown needs to end. I think it's very exciting that Elon Musk has taken the lead in resisting the extreme lockdown measures that we have in the Bay Area, Joffe told the Epoch Times. See, we sponsored this whole thing, by the way, and a lot of people might not really understand this. We put out the flyers to go support Elon Musk all around the state. It was a well-organized, well-functioning New California State stand, basically. We don't want to lose these jobs. And we supported Tesla, and we went around to, five different dealerships and so on around the state of California. Hundreds of people turned out to support this. So I'm really proud of the activities of New California. I mean, this is nobody else has done this. Where's the California Republican Party? Well, they did have a couple of their representatives skulk in to the rally. And guess what? They're all dressed up in masks and scarves, and they look more like Antifa than they do like California Republicans. I mean, if you're a California Republican, I would think that you'd be proud and out and show your face, but these people came in masks. What's up with that? I mean, this is the level that they work at. They show up like Antifa. I said, who are those guys? I thought we had Antifa. It turns out they're the Republican leadership. The vice president of the Republican Party showed up in a mask. Might as well put a bag over his head. But no, we want to look like a terrorist. I thought to myself, who are these people? Anyway, I think it's very exciting that Elon Musk has taken the lead. Says Joffe told the Epoch Times, that's going to bring the massive poverty, long lines for food banks, depression, and suicide. We need to figure out how to safely restart an economy so that people can once again be successful. And we had quite a crowd there, well over 100 people, actually. Says losing their homes, losing their businesses, losing everything that they've built with their lives, lives on. We need to open up. We need to let them go back to work, Tammy Mendoza from Brentwood, California, told the Epoch Times. If people are old or they have health issues or they feel afraid, they should stay home. They should wear a mask. Earlier this week, President Trump tweeted that Tesla should reopen and that it can be done quickly and safely. Tesla has announced why it is restarting and released a guidebook for its employees about safety practices at work. That's just some good lawyering going on there. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but it's also very good lawyering going on. I know we're not in the business of praising the lawyers, right? But that is good lawyering. It is. I'll call it out, tell it what it like it is. Every once in a while, you know, they hit it right. It says Elon Musk has been very vocal in objecting to the arbitrary lockdown laws, declaring some businesses essential and other businesses not, said Patrick Peterson, coordinator of the Basiat Society of Silicon Valley. Says, my view is that everybody, every individual, and every business is essential to themselves, and that's what freedom is all about. This is an interesting. Elon Musk, along with many other business entities in the county, realized that we need to have a balance between the economic life and health life of citizens like us, Peter Kuh said, vice chair of the California Republican Party, as he was all dressed up looking like an Antifa member with a red scarf and headpiece and wouldn't show his face at the rally for New California supporting Elon Musk. What's with the mask and hiding behind, you know, really looking like a terrorist? What's up with that? That's from your California Republican Party. See, I told you there's something like really wrong with that group. People at the rally expressed that they believe the governor should stand by his promise and reopen the state on time rather than extending the opening date. Of course, this extension plays right into their hands, right? Yes, the virus is horrible, but we have followed everything that the state has told us to do for 30 days. Initially, they told us 30 days they will open up. That time has come and gone, so I feel really it's high time, said Kuo. I think people know what to do. They know the dangers and risk. I think they need to take personal precautions in order to stay safe and stay healthy, said Orrin Heatley, lead proponent of recall. Gavin Newsom told the Epoch Times. He's another one who showed up. We welcome him, by the way. But there's nothing that would preclude them from going back to work and exercising safe working practices. On the same day, listen to this, Alameda County said Tesla may reopen. Shocking! Next week, if conditions are met. Of course, he's got it open anyway now. That's not, the week is not over. The Epoch Times, anyway, so I thank the Epoch Times for the article that they did. And, of course, we're going to play a little of some guy speaking with a megaphone. It's kind of weird. You know, this is sounds from the protest. Here comes a skateboarder with an American flag going down.
We are here to support Elon Musk and his efforts to keep Tesla open and to maintain the jobs that we all need. Listen, let's be very blunt. Over my shoulders on that ridgeline is the border between California and New California. Yeah! That ridgeline is the border. You're standing in California. After today, our proposal is going to be that we are going to redraw the map and put Fremont into New California. Yeah! If the state of California refuses to protect the jobs of Californians, United States citizens living in California, if they refuse to protect the jobs, New California will protect the jobs, period. End of session. All priority will be going to the growth of New California and rebuilding this economy that is in shambles. And quite frankly, there's no excuses for that. There are no excuses for the economy to be in the sad state that it is in California. None of it. The only excuse is socialism.
Socialism. That's what they want. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Our call-in number is 215-867-8255. Had a couple calls here, and I didn't get to them. Sorry. You want to call back in, 215-867-8255. Pontificating, you know, we're talking about that rally. That trying to get people to go back to work and basically be defiant of these orders and not laws that are violating all of our constitutional rights. Interesting, we got a letter here from Orlean Curley. Orlean is one of our state senators to the U.S. Senate from the state of New California. We have two, and we have a state senator for every county in New California. We're going contrary against the whole thing of Reynolds versus Sims and representation and things like that. But this is a kind of an extensive letter, and we're going to post it up. And basically, what is going on here, what we're saying, is that, or at least what Orlean is saying, she's the state president of Eagle Forum of California, doing a fantastic job. I've known Orlean a long time, actually. She's quite the prolific writer and studier of scholar. How about that one, studier? You're a studier. She's going to tease me about that. Anyway, a letter to local officials by Eagle Forum State President Orlean Curley. So she does this thing where she gets these letters going out to various and sundry people, which I think is really kind of hysterical because she's such a lovely woman to begin with, you know, and she does so many good things for everybody in the whole state here and also in the nation because she's a national figure as well. So she's a great asset to have for New California. We have a caller. It looks like Peter is with us here, and we'll answer the call here and see. So, Peter, are you with us? And your question, please. Can you hear me now? Is the technology working? All right. Let's try one more time. Peter, are you with us? Peter, are you there? No, we'll go to this one. Ronald, are you there? Can you hear me?
Actually, this is Ronald's wife, Pam.
Oh, well, I see Ronald on the screen here. So welcome, Pam.
Well, Pam's listening. Pam's phone has Agenda 21 Radio playing on it. So.
There you go. Well, we appreciate your listenership.
There you
go. What's the question out of Nevada County?
Well, Nevada County is popping like crazy. We have decided, the three of us here in Nevada County on the chair, Sheree Olson, Pam Custer, and Karen Rosal, we're going to start calling ourselves the Three Amigos. We've been...
And we have to be upfront and truthful with the audience. And what exactly is your position with New California there in the three of you actually in Nevada County, California?
Well, we, my name is Pam Custer, and I am the chairperson for Nevada County. Cherie Olson and Karen Rosal are our two assemblywomen. And since we have the days off, we go out and have fun during the day with New California, and and we bought all these beautiful flags. We have the Gadsden Don't Tread on Me flag, and we have the Cherie, our friend, was out there all dressed in black with the black the black flag with the snake all chopped up. What do you call that one, Paul? I forget offhand. Anyway.
I call it the join or die flag. Right.
Yeah, and then we had all our New California flags out there and several American flags, and we were out protesting, not protesting, we were out
supporting,
encouraging people, reporting, and getting people attention and telling them, get back to work, get back to work. So on the busiest street corner, that was last Wednesday. And the paper actually came out and did a little exposition on us. It was wonderful.
Yes, they did.
And we got all kinds of attention. And yeah, and we had a great time. Well, we ended up with five or six new people last night at our business meeting. I'm sorry that I wasn't on the other call. But, yeah, New California, I've got several people that I contact every week now for our meetings and for our rallies. And the grievance readings are going really well. People are starting to pay attention to them. Sometimes it's positive, and sometimes it's not so positive.
Well, it's to a lot of people, this is all new stuff. You know, what the heck is a grievance? You know, first of all, they don't even know what the word grievance means. And they don't understand that it's in the First Amendment. It's one of the most important things you can do. One of the top five things you can do to preserve your freedom is to have the right to grieve, which is what we exercise every single Tuesday. And for 92 more weeks, we're going to do it again. But I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'll be there, God willing.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will. So, but you had a great situation. I know you were going to go to the Tesla support group down there in Rockland, and you didn't get there because you were sort of, I guess you're commandeered at another rally support thing going on there in Nevada. What happened with that? What was the deal with this story about a Russian woman?
There's a lady that has, we don't know her. We just met her. We went to our grievance last Tuesday, and the Tuesday before that, we had driven by this place, and the building is red. So she has these signs up, these banners, and they're red. So we had never seen them through this whole thing, or we would have been supporting her all along. It's a bistro that's right on the busiest corner of the whole county. And it said, we're open. And I noticed that the doors were actually open because it wasn't raining. And I told my husband, Ron, we've got to go buy something. We had just eaten. I said, I don't care. We got to go buy something. So we went in and we bought a coffee and we bought a sandwich and got to know a little bit about this lady. And she is a Russian immigrant. She became a naturalized citizen 10 years ago and has a husband and children here and has opened this business up. And she is just the most delightful woman. And we started talking to her a little bit about New California, and she said, oh, people have to know. And the place is pretty busy because it's noon. And she's just going off on how this is communism and we have to do something about this, and I escaped Russia to get away from this, and the only difference between this and what I escaped is they're not shooting people yet.
Yet is the operative word.
Bistro. Huh?
I said yet is the operative word.
Yet is the operative word, and I said, well, we're trying to do something about it. She says, I'm so happy. What are you doing? And she took our grievances. I had them in my hand, and I just passed them over to her, and she took those, she took the pamphlets, she took everything. So we went back after our grievance on Tuesday, and there were five or six of us, and we went in, and we all bought coffee because we want to support this lady, and she just did the same thing, just, you know, raving about what's going on and how she's never going to close her doors, and the health department wants her to do this and that, and they were going to, they had come in that morning and told her she had 24 hours to comply with their, you know, posting their stuff on her windows. And she says, I don't want to do it, but I don't want to get shut down. And I said, well, you're not going to get shut down for that. really? So we gave her some information, and she was really happy. And somebody else came in the next day while we were out demonstrating. I got to stop using that word because we're not protesting. We were demonstrating our freedom and liberty, and she was in there talking to the health department and talking to another gentleman that came in and gave us a whole bunch more papers describing why she didn't need to do it. And so she went and she tore them all down. She had put them in the window in the corner backwards so that you couldn't see them.
Good for her.
But she says, I'm not even, yeah. So last night we had our business meeting in her bistro, which she's only open till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we asked her Tuesday, you know, would you be willing to have meetings here? Oh yes. When? And I said, well, we need something for Thursday night because, you know, we used to meet at Roundtable and they're not open. Oh, I'll give you the key. And she did. I didn't know this woman, but she is so excited. And she had an appointment last night. She couldn't even make it. She says, just come in, have your meeting. And she sent people there. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Well, freedom and liberty and independence are pretty amazing things to be dealing with. Yeah, aren't they?
Well, especially if you know what it's like not to have them.
Right. Exactly. And she recognizes what's going on here. That this is a step. Yeah. This is a step-by-step process to enslave everybody. And it's right here in front of our faces. You know, that's the thing about Elon Musk. He gets it, too. He totally gets it. He's from South Africa. He understands what this is all about. This is an enslavement
Absolutely.
Business. You know, in my whole position, and I think you know about New California, we have this saying called stand your ground. And we're not going to give in to these people. Uh-uh. It stops with us.
We're not.
And we're not going to give in, and we're not going to allow ourselves to be dominated and have our constitutional rights taken away from us. So anyway, Pam, I want to thank you for calling in, and I definitely want to say hi to your husband, who's also involved very heavily with the New California State Movement. And you guys have done a fantastic job up there in Nevada County. And I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to go down to the other ones, but you did a great job. You were doing all New California work in your local community, and that was what it's, I think, that's really important to do that. And, of course, that's what our counties are going to be doing from a lot of, and you're doing exactly as we think you need to be doing right now, because this struggle is going to be a long one for statehood in a lot of ways, but it's going to go by very quickly, so as it already has been, hasn't it? How long have you been with us now in New California?
Well, that's a funny story. We went to a rally it was a year ago in April 15th, and we were down demonstrating for the Tea Party. And somebody came up and handed us a business card for New California. So we got online and started looking into it, and we became officers for the county last September 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how long we've been doing this. We've gathered up a little over 100 names of people who want to support us and who come to our meetings.
And the key thing, want to
and
support.
In that time. Yeah.
That's the key thing. Listen,
they
man,
want
we,
to support us.
Yeah, we have to run for time, and thanks a lot for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so we are, gosh, the hour has slipped by again, and I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to get to this. We'll post up this letter from Arlene Curley, and it talks about some things that are very, very important to understand, is that the Gavin Newsom's time has run out. Your time is up, Gavin Newsom. And all these edicts that he's bringing down and the state of emergency just doesn't fly. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. And he's acting beyond the bounds of his authorities as a governor, which means he's a dictator. Anyway, on that cheery note, we're running out of here. And you guys have a good, safe weekend. Go to church, by the way, and support your pastors. Pastors, how about you support the flock? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.